Morning, Rabbi Sai.
Morning.
Continuing our discussion, we need to wind back a little bit. I need to eat humble pie and to apologize to you. Oh, that's what we're coming to. Exactly right. So, we were discussing... Okay, we have a bocher here who comes quite often when he can, Ephraim Ebert. And, Ephraim, he comes to Teraway when he can. But he learns in yeshiva, so most of the time he can't come in the mornings, but he listens in. And on Shabbos, I meet him in Sasev. He always asks me about the halacha that we've been learning, etc. So we were chatting over Kiddush about the halacha, and Rabbi Yossi Roth, not Yossi Roth from Sadiger, but Yossi Roth, the brother of the Vaiditschka, the American Yossi Roth, was this the tall one. I think he gives a Dafayomi shir in Schlesinger's. Was it Nimr Shepherd? Sorry. Yeah. So, what? Well, I don't know what time. Yeah, he could plug his shir. So, he was listening in and he said, no, you got it wrong. He said that he asked me, are you talking about Rabbi Yehuda Hechosid or Rabbi Yehuda Chosid? So I said, I don't know. So he said that there were two different people. In fact, there were three. There were two people who were known as Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, and there was Rabbi Yehuda Hechosid. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Hechosid is the one that we're talking about, who wrote the Sefer Chasidim, and the Tzavor of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid that we all talk about. And he lived from,
1150.
Martin, 1150 to 1217. And he was a proper Rishon. He was an early Rishon, and he had Talmidim who were Rishonim. The Rekeach was his Talmid. The Ozeruah was his Talmid. And he wrote these for him. Apparently, there's some doubt as to whether it was or wasn't him, but the Shirei HaYichud and Anun Zemiris are attributed to Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. Although some people say it wasn't Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, some people say it was the father of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid who composed them, we don't know. But the Shirei HaYichud go back at least to Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, and Rabbi Yehuda Chosid apparently referred to them, and his name was Yehuda ben Shmuel. We spoke about using the name Shmuel in the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, and that was Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, and he was a Rishon. All the time when I've been saying to you, I always thought he was a Rishon, and now we discovered he's a Nachron. No, the other two Yehuda HaChosids, who were not known as Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, one lived in Paris, and another one came from Dubna that we spoke about, who led a 1,500 people who went to live in Eretz Yisrael, and they built the Churva Beis HaMedrash in Yerushalayim, etc. That was much, much later. That was, he arrived in Yerushalayim in 1700, and he was an Achroin, not a Rishon, etc. So therefore, just wanted to correct that. Before we continue, that we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, Instaka a real Rishon, an early Rishon, not even a very late Rishon. Welcome back, Clive. Lovely to see you again. Okay, so, Clive gets a massive Mazel Tov, Well, his son, Rabbi Yoni Rosenfeld, became a Chosid. You didn't know? The whole world knows, we're all celebrating.
Yes, who's it from Antwerp?
Olshansky. He got engaged to an Olshansky from Antwerp.
Yeah,
Baruch Hashem. Olshansky.
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem.
Nice.
Yes, a Rosh HaKoyl there, Chosh Reid.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so continuing our discussion, let's go back to our discussion about what Rabbi Yehuda Chosid said. So Rabbi Yehuda Chosid said, don't build a house of stones, just briefly, don't build a house of stones. If you build a house of stones and you move in, then Chas V'Sholom, the husband and the wife and the children will all die. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Chosid said. And we were puzzling about it, we've been discussing it, etc. Then came the etzah of putting a chicken in a chicken family in overnight. A rooster and a hen and their babies and their chicks put in overnight and shech them in the morning, then you're okay. What's the kavana there? The kavana is that seeing as Rabbi Yehuda Chosid said that the residents of the house who come to live in the house will die, therefore I'm putting in a family to the house before human family moves in. I put a family into a house, and there is a little bit of a remez, because what's the Hebrew word for the rooster, for the cock, for the male chicken? Right? The Hebrew word is, one word that we use every day is hanoisein lasech vivino, Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the cock sense. Yeah, lahavchin ben yom uvein loilo, to tell the difference between day and night, and therefore when it becomes light in the morning, he starts to cock-a-doodle-doo. He starts to, the male chicken, the rooster, starts to make, crow in the morning. The crow isn't the right expression for a chicken, yeah. I can't remember what they do. But in any event, yeah, they make the noise, lahavchin ben yom uvein loilo. That's word, one word, sechvi. There's another word, which is the word gever. Yeah, in Chazal speak about krois hagever. When the rooster senses that dawn is approaching, it's kerois hagever. It starts to do the cock-a-doodle-doo. It starts to make the noise. I'll have to look up what the noise of a chicken is. Yeah, but in any event, so a gever can also mean a man. Yeah, gever means chicken, a rooster, but gever also means a man. Hinei ki chayin yivoyach gever yirei Hashem. Yivoyach gover yirei Hashem. Yeah, so gever also means a man. So therefore you've got a little bit of a remez when you have a gever, a rooster, together with his wife, the hen, together with the children, the chicks. It's as if it's a replacement. It's almost like, in fact, the Mefoshim on the Rabbi Yehuda Chosid speak about, you know, the comparison a little bit to the minig of Kaporos. It's as if the person needs a kapora for having built the stone house, and therefore the chicken family, the gever and his wife and the children move in. When they die, after that the house is a second-hand house, and after that it's okay for a human to move in.
Started at Torahway, Northwest London, Monday, Kof Gimel Teves, 12th of January. Rabbi Yeshua Shimshon Brunner Shlita Shemea Kaona. This week's Torah was sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Ari Bloom in honor of the birth of their grandson Yaakov Chanoch. To Mr. and Mrs. Danny Bloom, he wrote on Shizku Legadlu, the solo Chokhla Maasim Tovim. Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Yosef Dov Ben, of Shimon Michal Zvi Itzkovitz, Zichron Noli Brachot.
First of all, Bishus, all the organizers of this Chashiva organization, and Befat Josh Frankel, who organizes, and I understand there's a lot of people, Asher Nenumpoi, that are listening on, or watching, or both. So I want to make a toast to the organization for giving me this opportunity to speak here. I want to talk about a little bit about today about the Indian of Shemea Koina. Shemea Koina is an Indian which people are very familiar with, which basically means that when I have a chiyuv to say a specific thing, I don't have to say it myself, I can hear it from someone else. And by hearing it from someone else, it's considered as if I heard it myself. We're going to give soon a few examples of it. The Makor is a very interesting Makor in the Gemara on Sukkah Tavlam Chesam Abes. Just a little bit of background information before the Gemara. Menashe HaMelech was one of the kings of Yehuda. He wasn't such a good king, good person, to put it mildly. And his son Amon, who also went in his footsteps, also wasn't too good. And after Amon died, so then Yoshiyahu HaMelech took over. Amon's son took over, and Yoshiyahu was a big tzaddik. And he went to the Beis HaMikdash, and he checked to see if anything he can, what needs fixing, what he can fix up in the Beis HaMikdash. And he found Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah there, and he opened it up, and the Parshas Teichacha, in Parshas Kisava, Yoylech Hashem Oyscha, Ve'esmalkecha Asher Tokim Olecha, Elgoy Asher Lo Yodata, Hashem is going to take Klal Yisrael together with their king and put them into Golus. So, of course, it's a very frightening thing to open the Sefer Torah and find such a thing. It says, so he showed it to Shofan, the Sefer, and Shofan read it. He read those words in front of Yeshua Melech, and then he says, Yeshua did Kriya. He ripped his clothes when he heard those psukim. He understood that there's a Golus about to come. So he sent to Chulda Hanaviyah, asked Chulda Hanaviyah what to do, and Chulda sent to him that Hashem is Kataka going to bring a lot of terrible piranhas, terrible gezeirah, but because he's a tzaddik, because Yeshua's a tzaddik, it's not going to happen in his days. And the Gemara says on that, Amar b'shur melevi minayin l'shemei ha-ko'ina, from this we learn out Shemei ha-ko'ina. Tichsiv es kol divrei ha-sefer asher kara melech Yehuda. It says about the words which Yeshua read. Now Yeshua didn't read it. The Pasuk says that Shofan read it in front of Yoshio. So Gemara asks, V'chi Yoshio Koron, V'alo Shofan Koron, Ele Mikan Sheshmei HaKo'ina. That's the Makor that Shmei HaKo'ina, that listening to something is considered as if you said it yourself. Now the Gemara is not talking about any Chiyuvim, anything Yoshio didn't have anything he had to be Yotzer with, but the concept, the Gemara is bringing prior to the concept that you see that by listening to something, it's as if you're saying yourself, because the Pasuk says Yoshio read these words when all he did was that he listened to them. So we're just going to bring first a few examples of where we see the idea of Shmei HaKoina. Kriyas HaMegillah is obviously the most famous example. Everyone comes to Shul and Purim to hear the Megillah. And there's a chiyuv on everybody to read the Megillah. And we make a bracha al mikra Megillah for at least men. Ladies have a different chiyuv. We're not discussing ladies now. But men have a chiyuv of reading the Megillah. They have a chiyuv to read every word of the Megillah. And even every ois, Mishabur says, even a person misses out a letter, if it changes the context of the Megillah, he's not Yaitza. There's a chiyuv to read every word and every letter of the Megillah. And still only one person in the shul reads the Megillah. How is everybody Yaitza the chiyuv to read the Megillah? And the answer is Shemei HaKoina. The Baal Koira says it, but they listen, and by them listening to the Baal Koira, it's as if they're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. Another mitzvah, Kiddush. Kiddush on Shabbos, especially Friday night. Friday night is a deraisa. There's a chiyuv zoches Hashem esayim Shabbos akachay. We dash and zochay el ayayin. There's a mitzvah kiddush. Kiddush al hakoyis is a mitzvah. How many people in the family say kiddush? Usually just one person. One person says kiddush. How is the whole family and ladies also mechuyev in this mitzvah equal to men? How is everybody in the house mekayim the mitzvah of zochay? And the Gemara says that zochay has to be bepeh. It's not enough zochay to think. Sometimes zochay can mean remember, and sometimes zochay means mention. Here the Gemara says Zochay doesn't mean remember. The Gemara proves that Zochay has to mean mention. Means there's a chiyuv to say with your mouth. There's a chiyuv to say Kedusha Shabbos, to mention that Shabbos is a Heilig Hatog, different to the other days of the week. And still, only one person in the family says these words of Kedusha Shabbos. The answer is the whole family, the Yotzer, by listening, it's considered as if they themselves made Kiddush. The last example we're going to discuss is Pasha Zochay. Zochay is Hashosa Lachamolik. There's a mitzvah deraisa to mention Maisa Molik. Also, the Gemara Megillah Darshan's Zochay, you might have thought Zochay means believe. You might have thought Zochay means to remember, but not to mention. The Gemara says it can't be, because it says Vedi Lo Yishkach. Lo Yishkach means don't forget. If you don't forget something, it means you're remembering it. So the Pasuk is not going to say things twice. There's some things in the Torah it doesn't even say once. The Torah was very careful. The words that they use is not an extra word, not even an extra letter in the Torah. So the Torah is not going to say the same thing twice. Zochay to mention, to Zochay to remember when it says Lo Yishkach. Therefore, the Gemara says that Zochay has to be prepared. There's a chiyuv with your mouth verbally to say out Maisa Amalek. Now, only one person in the shul says it. Though only the Baal Koreh is the one who says it. How is the rest of the shul Mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiris Maisa Amalek? The answer is Shemei HaKoina. The reason why we talk about Pasha Zochah and not a regular Kriyas HaTorah, regular Kriyas HaTorah does not work midin Shemei HaKoina. Regular Kriyas HaTorah, there is no chiyuv on everyone to say the Pasha. The chiyuv is just to listen to the Pasha. Shemei HaKoina means there's Koina. Shemei, listening is like you're answering, like you're saying yourself. Only applies where there's a mitzvah to actually say it. So that only applies to Pasha Zochay, where there we have a drasha that Zochay is prepared. You have to say out Maisa Amalek. A regular Kriyas HaTorah does not work midin Shemei HaKoina. There is no mitzvah to say the Pasha. There is a mitzvah to listen to the Pasha. And therefore everyone is doing the same mitzvah. The Baal Koreh is Moitzi everyone because you need someone who's Mechuyev to be Moitzi Litzibur. But it doesn't work by the concept of listening is like you're saying yourself. But Pasha Zochay does, because Zochay there's a chiyuv to mention prepare, the Gemara says, Maisa Malik, and since the only one that does it is the Baal Koreh, we have to say that the whole Shul Ayotze Midin Shemei HaKoina. Now there's a Machlekes, we just want to say over the Chazanish explains how Shemei HaKoina works. How does it work that because I listen to him, it's like I say it myself? And the Chazanish explains that it's not just that I'm Yotze with his says words and I can be Yotze with his words. Chazanish says it goes more than that. It goes that I'm a shutuf in his mitzvah. I become a partner in his mitzvah. And the Chazish explains what he means. He says, we know that mitzvahs have different conditions. There's a, let's say, Kriyas HaMegillah. There's a din, you have to read the Megillah mitoich haksav. If you read the Megillah baal peh, you're not yotzi. You're not yotzi if you read the Megillah by heart. At least most of the Megillah, you have to read the mitoich haksav. If it's a miut, a minority, less than half of the Megillah, you could be yotzi baal peh. If a person has to leave the Megillah early, he gets a Hatzalah call, or his wife needs him, or his child needs him. His child can't find her cereal bowl, and she calls him in the middle of the Megillah, and he has to leave, otherwise the whole shul are going to suffer. So he can leave the Megillah, and as long as he heard over half the Megillah from the Baal Koreh, who read from a Megillah, he can be mashdim the miut of the Megillah baal peh. But that is a din, the Megillah has to be metoy chaksan.
Even if there's a break there?
But Hefz, talking Megillah, the Devid is not a Hefzik. You're not supposed to talk like a Tchilah.
A Hatzolah call.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Hatzalah 24/7.
Yeah,
it happens. People had Hatzalah calls. So they don't have to, as long as they were able, the person was royal to continue. If a person's not royal to continue, let's say a person went to the Beis HaKissi, so he's not royal to continue, then he waited long enough, he has to go back to the beginning of the Megillah. But without a bracha, but goes back to the beginning. But if a person was royal, he physically could have, the tildes came up, delays and things which he was planning on not happening, for that he doesn't have to go back to the beginning, he just has to continue from where he left off. L'chatchil, he should hear from a ksav, but otherwise, meikar adin, as long as it's hard for him, as long as he's heard most of the Megillah from the ksav, he's yotze with the miyot baal peh. Now the question is, it's very nice, he says Shemei HaKoina, but where is the ksav for this person listening? Reuven is the balkoi in the shul, and the whole shul are listening to him, but there's a din, you've got to read the Megillah Matoich HaKsav. So even if we say that the whole shul are listening, it's like they're saying themselves, but where is their ksav? They don't have a Megillah in front of them. You could have a Megillah in front of you, it's a nice thing to have, but you don't have to have a Megillah. The people in the shul besides the balkoi do not have to have a Megillah in front of them. So if they don't have a Megillah in front of them, how can they be yotze Shemei HaKoina from the Baal Koina? True that they're saying it, but they're not saying it from a ksav. Says the Chazanish, Shemei HaKoina, I become a shutuf, I become a partner in the mitzvah of the one saying it. And therefore, just like he has Megillah Matoich HaKsav, he's reading from the ksav, so they all become a partner with him, and they have also that mila of Matoich HaKsav. So to by Kiddush, which we said Shemei HaKoina. Very nice that the Yod says Shemei HaKoina, but where is the kois? You have to say Kiddush ala kois. If a person says Kiddush, and it wasn't on a kois, he's not yotze kiddush, he has to say kiddush again. The chiyuv of kiddush is zochei ala yayin, has to be ala kois. Where is the kois of the one listening to the kiddush? Says the Chazon Ish, it must be that Shemei HaKoina is not a mere hearing the words, is like I'm saying it myself, hearing it, saying it, and becoming a partner with the one saying it. And therefore, all the milas that he has, I also have. So just like the Baal Koira has a ksav, his kriyas mitoich haksav, I become a part of in that mitzvah, and I have the kriyas Megillah mitoich haksav. And just like the one making kiddush has kiddush ala kois, I become a partner in that mitzvah, and I also have kiddush ala kois. That's what the Chazon Ish says.
Would it follow from there that I'm being yotze, let's say Shemon Esra, from somebody who's being yotze me, I could sit even though he's standing? Would that follow?
Why can he sit?
Why? Because I don't have to be doing what he's doing. He's got the kois, he's got the Megillah, and I can be sitting without a Megillah, I can be sitting without a kois. I'm just asking, I'm just wondering. So if he's performing the mitzvah in the correct way, I don't have to be doing exactly the same action.
You're asking a very good question, but I think that it seems that we do have to stand. The whole meaning to stand by Chazal Shashatz came from because the chazam was mighty the tzibur, so the tzibur had to stand.
Yeah.
I think the chilek is, if you're doing something actively or you're doing something passively, that means reading Matoich HaKsav is something you need to do. So therefore, we can look as if you're doing it. But if it's also to do something, we're not going to be matter issa because someone is mighty. It's also to sit during Shemai Nesu. So therefore, just because you're not saying the words, we're not going to waver issa. When it's not an issa, it's just you're missing a kiyum mitzvah, then maybe we can say that since by the person saying it, he has that kiyum, it's as if you have it also. It's a good point. I have to think about it more. It's a very good question. We're going to a similar shayla is Aseh Bnei Haman, the whole tzibur say together the 10 sons of Haman before the Baal Koyah. Now, why do they do it? They're apsukim in the Megillah, which everyone says, but that's because Pesum Nissa, so we say it together. Everyone, we want to make more of an action out of it. But why do we say Aseh Bnei Haman? True, it was a big scene. 10 sons of Haman hanging. It's a nice geshmak scene. But why do we say them all together? So the Chayodim says Taka, there is no makor for it. There is no makor. There's no reason to say Aseh Bnei Haman. Some say the reason is the Baal Koyah says it so quickly. He's got to get it in Shimachas. So at least the tzibur should be able to. If they might not be able to hear him. So the tzibur should say it themselves, that way they're guaranteed that they heard it. But the Tzofres Paneach, the Rogachover says the reason is because Shemei HaKoina, it works for the Megillah, but how is it going to be B'Neshima Achas? There's a din that says, B'Neshima, the Gemara says you have to say them in one breath, because they were all killed together, you have to say them in one breath. So it's true that the ones listening to Baal Koyah, they're going to be Mekayim the din of saying those words, but they didn't say B'Neshima Achas. So therefore he says, that's why the tzibur have to say it also, and they all say B'Shimachas, that way they have that Maila. So this will not work, Lefi the Chazon Ish. There will be no reason for that, because just like the Chazon Ish says, I become a partner in the Medaber's mitzvah and his koyis. I'm a partner in his koyis and I'm a partner in his ksav for the Megillah. I'm a partner in his neshima achas. So l'choyer, this Sofer HaMzeach would not go and have a different understanding in Shemaya Ko'ena. But that's just another example where this might come out. Now we have a shayla. Just bring out a shayla in Shemaya Ko'ena, which will also bring out this what we said from the Chazanish, that the Shemaya becomes a partner with the Medaber. Now we know there's a din of a person, waits, we spoke a little about before, a person delays in the middle of a mitzvah long enough to finish the entire mitzvah from beginning to end, he's not yaitza and he has to go back to the beginning. We don't make brachas, kotz, and machlekes, but halacha l'maisa, he has to go back to the beginning of the mitzvah. Therefore, if a person waited in the middle of the Megillah, machmes oynes, he wasn't roi, the gavra loichazi, the person was not able, physically able, to continue the Megillah, and he waited long enough to finish the entire Megillah, he has to go back to the beginning of the Megillah. Now, the entire Megillah means from the beginning to the end. Does not go by where you're holding. That means, let's say a person is holding one passage before the Megillah, before the end of the Megillah, and he waits for 3 minutes, machmas einus, he will not have to go back to the beginning of the Megillah, even though from where he is up to till the end was long enough to finish the Megillah. But the Gemara says you go mitchilas avat sefer. You always take the entire unit of the mitzvah. So if a person takes him 10 minutes to read the entire Megillah, he's express. So if he waits 10 minutes in the middle of a Megillah, he will have to go by. It goes by the person reading. It does not go by average person. It goes by the person reading it. If a person takes him 2.5 hours to read the Megillah, so then as long as he doesn't wait in the Megillah 2.5 hours, he will not have to go back to the beginning. So we had a shayla like this. What happens if the Baal Korah waited in the middle of the Megillah long enough for the Baal Korah's pace? The pace that the Baal Korah reads was long enough to finish the entire Megillah. But the Shemaya wasn't. By the one listening, it was not long enough, or the other way around. Well, how will we work out? Is that called Kadei Ligmez Kula? You go by the person himself, you don't go by average people. You go by the person reading whatever the pace for him to do that mitzvah is. So let's say Reuven takes him 1/4 hour to read the Megillah, and Shimon takes him 3/4 hour to read the Megillah. And Reuven is Moitzi Shimon with the Megillah. And Reuven waits in the Megillah 15 minutes. So Reuven has to go back to the beginning. That's for sure. For him, he waited long enough that he could finish in time Megillah. But what about Shimon? Shimon's only waiting 15 minutes, and for him, the entire Megillah takes 45 minutes. If he would read it himself, it would take 45 minutes. So do we say that since it didn't take him since he didn't wait for 45 minutes, then he doesn't have to go back? Or no, maybe now he's being yotze with the kriya of the Baal Korah. So L'chayah lefid chazanish, that Shimon is a shutef in the kriya of the Baal Korah, so Shimon might also have to go back to the beginning. Because since for the Baal Korah, this is called long enough to finish in time Megillah, Shimon is a shutef in that mitzvah. So therefore, it might be considered, it's not 100% sure, but this might be something to think about. Now, I just want to discuss, maybe this time we'll explain the machlekes beis Levi chazanish. Now, today we don't do Shemaya Ko'ena. We minimize in Shemaya Ko'ena. Medina de Gemara, when two people are making a bracha, the correct thing is that one should dafka be moitzi the other, as opposed to saying it himself, because Baroiv Om Hadras Melech. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, Baroiv Om, when a lot of people do a mitzvah together, it gives more cover to the Eivishta. So therefore, if you have Reuven and Shimon sitting down to the table making hamoitzi, the din is really should be that Reuven should make hamoitzi and Shimon should listen and answer Amen and be yotze, rather than saying to himself. Today we don't do it. As we know, a person sits down to the meal. In the week, he doesn't do it. On Shabbos, we do it. Everyone needs Lecha Mishnah. So, but in the week, when a family sits down to a meal, or even two friends, nobody's Moitzi the other with Hamoitzi. And even though it's Neged the Din, because it's Bravam Hadras Melech, and there's a few reasons given, and one of the very important reasons is that when a person listening has to be very careful not to space out. Does anyone know what space out means? Do they use it here? In America, they use space out a lot. A lot of space out people use it.
Dream.
Mind drifts off. The person's concentration span, I don't think I have to prove it to anybody, is very little, if any. So now what happens is a person's going to listen to a bracha from someone else, and he's going to space out in the middle. And if a person spaces out, so whatever the words he spaced out for, it's considered that those words he did not say. If a person says to himself, even if he spaced out, it doesn't matter, you say the words yotze. But when you're yotze mitzvah by Shemaya Ko'ina, because you're listening, it's as if you said it. Listening doesn't mean being in the same room at the time that the mitzvah was said. Listening means paying attention. If they say, if someone will stop you and ask you what the last word you heard was, that's also good enough. But if your mind is totally somewhere else, then you're not Yotze Shemaya Ko'ena. If you have no idea, you're totally thinking about something else, and you have no idea at all what the person is saying, you are not Yotze Shemei HaKoina, which is actually a very frightening thing. A lot of people are going to come one day to the Yom HaDin HaGadol, they're going to be looking forward to find a lot of mitzvahs in their cheshbon, they're going to be missing. Kiddush isn't there for many years, and Havdalah isn't there, and they're going to say to Bezen Shemala, where's my Kiddush and Havdalah? They said, I'm sorry, you weren't Mekayim. With these years, you were not Mekayim Kiddush HaGadol. He says, I'm sorry, Bezen Shemala, I think your computer is down. I'm in there. I did these mitzvahs. And they say, no, the computer's not down. You're down. Because many times you were hearing Kiddush at home and you were messing around. Razi was pulling off Shemi's kapel and Shemi was chasing Bell around the table. And you're all in the room at the time that Kiddush was said, but you weren't listening. And if you don't follow up the mitzvah, which as it's being said, you're not Yotze Shemei HaKoyin, it's like you missed out those words. If it's words which are not ma'akiv, so then you'll be Yotze B'diavad, because it's like you said, you didn't say those words yourself, but if it's not ma'akiv. But if it's words which are ma'akiv in a bracha, and you're officially listening to someone, but your mind is not with them, you're not Yotze the mitzvah. And therefore, that's the reason why today we try and minimize Shemei HaKoyin as much as possible, because it's very hard for people to concentrate, and therefore we try and minimize it as much as possible. Now there's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos, a very famous machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Everybody knows in the middle of Shemein Esrei, you're not allowed to be mafsik for anything. Of course, Hatzalah, Pekuach Nefesh is like everything almost. So, but a regular case, if it's the Razi calling up to the cereal bowl is missing, in the Megillah he might be able to do it, but not in the middle of Shemein Esrei. In Shemein Esrei there's nothing to talk about in the middle of Shemein Esrei. It's also to be mafsik for anything. So let's say a person hears Kedusha in the middle of Shemein Esrei, either he's davening very long, or he had to daven again. There could be many reasons why he's still in the Shemein Esrei, or whether Chazan staying Kedusha. Maybe the Chazan davened too quick, maybe all of them. So now, a person in the middle of Shemein Esrei, everybody knows that you do not answer Kedusha in the middle of Shemein Esrei, unless you're holding by that point yourself. If you're davening together with the Sheyat Sibbet, so you're holding by Kedusha the same point as him, then you say it quietly, because in Shemein Esrei, you're not allowed to say anything loud, unless it's Chazal Zashat, and for you it's not Chazal Zashat, but you say with him Kedusha. So now, everybody knows you don't answer Kedusha yourself. Do you listen? Should you listen to the Chazan when and he should be mighty or not? So this is a big machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Rashi shit is that you stop and listen, and it's considered that you said it yourself, because Shemei HaKoina, by listening, is like you said it yourself. The Tosfos asks on Rashi that what do you mean? If you're going to stop and listen and saying it yourself, then it's your mafsik in Shemein Esrei. If it's considered that you said it, so then it's considered that you said words in the middle of Shemein Esrei. So what do you gain? You might as well say it yourself for that price. And therefore, Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi, and Tosfos says you do not stop and listen, you just continue davening. Chaylik is Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says you stop and listen, and you yotze kedusha, it's like you said it yourself. And Tosfos says you don't stop and you don't listen, you continue davening, and you cannot answer kedusha, and you cannot hear from the chazan either. Shulchan Aruch. Now, before we get to how we paskin, so what's Hakab Shat and Rashi? Tosfos is a very strong kasha in Rashi. If it's like you're listening, and if it's like you're saying yourself, then why isn't it hefsek? So there's a Sefer Siyah Chasada, it seems to be one of the early Achroinim, and he writes, he explains like this, that Shemei HaKoina works within Shlichus. The one saying it is like a Shliach for me. And since we know, Ein Shliach Edva Aveira, you cannot make a Shliach for an Aveira. If a person makes a Shliach for an Aveira, then the Aveira is in the Shliach's account, not in the Mishaleach's account. We don't say that the Shliach represents the one who sent him only when it comes to a mitzvah, but not when it comes to Aveira. When it comes to Aveira, if Reuven asks Shimon to do an Aveira, Shimon is the one who's going to have to pay the price for it, not Reuven. Because the Gemara says, Diver Harav, Diver Atalmud, Diver Mishayman. If an older person tells you something, a Rebbe, and a Talmud tells you something, who are you expected to listen to? Obviously the Rebbe. So this person, this Shliach, was told by two people opposite things. He was told by the Eibishter to do something good, and he was told by the one who sent it to do something bad. So therefore, the Shlichus is not Chal, and we do not say Shluchos on the Gemara, say that it's as if the Mishaleach did it, and therefore the Shliach has to pay the price. Says the Siach HaSadeh, that ain't Sheikh Edvar Aveira. Shlichus only works for a mitzvah. So for the mitzvah of answering Kedusha, the Chazan is my Shliach, and he's my Tzimi. But for the Aveira of being Mafsik in Shemein Esrei, so he's not my Tzimi. That's why Rashi holds. It's Koina, but it's not Koina Mamish. It's like you said the words, but not enough of saying the words to say that you are over being Mafsik in Shemein Esrei, because Shemea Koina works. The Chazan is Shliach of the Tzibur. He's representing me, so it's I'm Yotze with it. But it only works for the mitzvah part and not for the aveira part. Similarly, I saw in one of the biographies of the Mezrich Magid, when he was a young boy, I think 9 or 10 years old, he also said this pshat himself, but Das Rashi, what's a pshat? Why is it, if it's considered that you're answering to be Yotza, why is it not considered that you answered to be Mavsa? He said a little different, but it seems to be the same word. He says, Shemei HaKohenu works, Medin Machshava Kamaisa. I didn't do it myself, but I listened, I thought about it. It's just like I did it. Machshava Kamaisa, Machshava Tova, Hashem considers a Machshava Tova as if I did the Maisa myself, the Maisa itself. Machshava Tova is only for a mitzvah, not for an Aveira. An Aveira, we do not say Machshava besides Aveira itself, but all other cases, the Gemara says, Machshava Ro, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah for the Maisa. If a person had in mind to do an Aveira, and then Baruch Hashem, he didn't do it, he's not going to be taken accountable for doing the Aveira. He might be accountable for the Machshava of doing it, but he won't be nechshav that he did the Aveira, because Hashem is not mitzarif machshava ro lemaisa. So for the machshava, since it works machshava kamaisa, so it works for the mitzvah of saying Kedusha, but not for the Aveira of imafsa. So it works a very similar idea.
You need the
das
of
mashmiya. The das of mashmiya you have? Where?
Mashmiya kaina.
Yeah.
You need to have das, the person saying it.
Okay. Who has had das? The one saying it?
The one listening. It has to be that the fellow saying it has to ask to be mitzvah.
Correct.
So would that not work
with Yeah, but only for the mitzvah. Only for the mitzvah of saying the Doron Shadusha, not for the Aveira of be mafsik in Shmoinesa. For the Aveira of mafsik in Shmoinesa, he's not my shliach. Ain sheikh the Aveira. I'm only making him a shliach. I need shlichas, like you say, he has to be mitzvah within shlichas. The shlichas, it only works for the mitzvah part and not for the Aveira part. So therefore, I'm not considered as if I said those words and mafsik. So either we learn the Sikha Sada or the Mezrich Magid, it's a very similar idea, that Rashi held that Shemeah is not like Mamish Yo'ina, it works for the mitzvah, but it's not considered that you did Naveh. Now how do we paskin Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch paskin is like Rashi, the person's in the middle of Shmoinesa, he stops and he listens, he's Yotze Shemeah Ko'ina, and it's still not considered that as if he said the words to be a hefsik in Shmoinesa. Now there's another case where this is negayis, listening to a bracha b'makom safek. If a person is besupik, if he said a bracha, let's say a person is eating and he doesn't remember, did he make a bracha? Either he doesn't remember or he did shinu makom in a case where he might lose the bracha. Whatever the case is, there are lots of cases that a person could be in doubt whether he has to make a bracha on what he's eating or not. And the din is safek bracha zahakel. We don't take any risks by saying a bracha v'atana, and therefore a person is in doubt whether he's mechuyav a bracha, we go lahakel, and he does not say the bracha. But one of the itzes brought down is he can hear the bracha from someone else. If someone else is making that bracha, someone is mechuyav, so Mishabu says it's correct. If he can easily find someone to be mitzi, it's correct to do it. So the question is it's true? What's it going to help though? If I'm yotze from him, it's going to be, and it's like I'm saying the words myself. So alatzad, I'm not mechuyav, how can I be yotze shmei goyin? It's a bracha of atala. Says the tzlach. The tzlach says it's going to be tolin. This machlokes rashi taisus. Enochanam lefi taisus, I wouldn't be able to do it. Because Tosis holds that Shemeh is exactly like Oina, and it's considered, just like it's considered the mitzvah, if there's an Aveir involved, it's considered the Aveir, and therefore Tosis holds you cannot stop in the middle of Shmoinesa to say Kedusha, because it's going to be like a Bimafsik. According to Tosis, you won't be able to be Yotze Shemeh Ko'ina when you have a Safik Bracha. But according to Rashi, that Shemeh is not Ko'ina Mamish, so if not Ko'ina Mamish, then it's going to be Mutter, because it works for the mitzvah, but it doesn't work for any Aveir. The last case I want to say is by Bracha Shein Tzvicha. There's an issue to make an unnecessary Bracha. Now, if a person has a table set with bread, he's about to wash and say, Amoitzi, he's not allowed to nash on something, take a potato, take a piece of fish before the meal and make a bracha. Something which in the meal would not require bracha, he's called Goyim Bracha Shein Tzvicha. He's causing unnecessary bracha. If he wait 2-3 minutes, he would be after Amoitzi, he would eat it without bracha. He's not allowed to cause unnecessary bracha. Let's say a person wants to nash a potato before the meal, but he wants to do the right thing. He doesn't want to say Bracha Shein Tzvicha. He has an Eitzah. He has a friend who's sitting down, he's eating fish and potatoes, not washing. He says to his friend, can you be mitzi me? Be mitzi me now with hadam, you're making hadam and your potatoes, can you be mitzi me? Is he allowed to do it or not? Do we say that he's going to be over bracha shein etzvicha? Because even though he's not saying yourself, but shemei ha-kaina, so it's like he's saying a bracha on his potato before his meal, he's going to be over bracha shein etzvicha. The answer is, it's going to depend on this machlokes Rashi Tosfos. According to Tosfos, he wouldn't be allowed to, because Tosfos says, shemei ha-kaina works not only for the mitzvah involved, but if there's an aveir involved, it's also like I said it myself. Just like Tosfos says, listening to Kaddish or Kedusha Midrash Menes is like I was mafsik. Therefore, Tosfos says, you cannot stop and listen. So listening to a bracha, when for me it's a bracha shein tzvicha, it's like I said this bracha, and I'm going to be over saying a bracha shein tzvicha. However, if you're Rashi, it's going to be mutter. Because Rashi old Shemeh is not ke'oina mamish. It's like oina, but it's not exactly like oina which involves any aveiras. Therefore, it's going to be mutter. I'll be yotze bracha, I'm saying a bracha my potato, with his bracha, but I'm not being over bracha shein tzvicha. And therefore, since we pass in like Rashi, We paskin like Rashi that Shemaya is not Kohenim Mamish, so in this case, he will be allowed to. A person's in the mood of gnashing on a potato before the meal. He'll be allowed to hear the bracha of someone else who's saying that bracha in a justified manner, because this other person is not a bracha shenzi. He's not planning on having bread. While I'll be able to be yotzei that bracha from him to be considered Shemaya Kohena.
I don't know.